Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Got the Wheat Pasture Blues. Daryl Peel's going to sing that song for us in just a moment.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company counsels with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vanita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's performance sale, Friday, October 23rd. Dryness here in the Southern Plains, putting a real damper on the potential for wheat pasture this fall and winter, so says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel.
Well, we're at, you know, kind of a critical stage right now. The door's closing pretty rapidly on winter wheat pasture here. We've got quite a bit of wheat that's in, a lot of it's up, and actually some of it still looks okay, but it's beginning to go backwards pretty quickly. So if we don't get some significant moisture in just the next, few days, then we're really going to lose possibilities for decent winter forage.
Problems with our wheat pasture in the Southern Plains translates into problems across the country when it comes to cattle price outlook.
Well, actually, at this time of the year, what happens in the Southern Plains has even a national impact because we are home to a lot of cattle from around the country at this time of the year. So that's one of the factors that's kind of weighing on markets right now. Feeder cattle market, of course, it's the time of year when we expect some seasonal pressure. But in the Central and Southern Plains, if we have good wheat pasture conditions, that sort of offsets that and kind of mutes that seasonal low. We're seeing a little bit more of that pressure right now, partly because of the dry conditions, partly because we've got some other things happening in cattle and beef markets that are also weighing on the market a little bit.
One of the worries with the limited wheat pasture prospects right now, the budgets that stocker operators have been running. A few weeks ago, looked pretty good, but things have changed, according to Dr. Peel.
Well, again, one of the things that's changed in the last couple of weeks is we've seen a significant shift in the market, particularly the futures markets, which is what we would look to for possibilities for the spring and certainly what you could lock in, if you will, if you were trying to do some risk management. We've seen a major meltdown in the futures at this point in time, and so we've taken about $15 a hundredweight off of the feeder cattle markets for, say, that March contract that we would typically be using for winter grazing. Now, it may not last, and by the time this airs, we may see some recovery in that. I wouldn't be surprised to see that, but it's really changed the picture. The budgets went from looking really good a month or 6 weeks ago to kind of okay about 2 or 3 weeks ago to right now, they just don't work very well at all.
And Daryl, what happens if we get little or no winter wheat pasture here in 2020, 2021 at all?
Well, you know, it changes the timing. If we, if we just don't get any winter grazing potential, then we're going to probably wind up with more of these lighter weight cattle getting into the feedlot sooner rather than later. So it'll have implications all the way through the first half of next year if we change the timing on these cattle going forward.
Now, switching from the live market over to the meat market, wholesale box beef trade, a little shaky right now. Daryl, what's going on?
Well, again, one of the things that's weighed on feeder cattle markets or cattle markets in general recently is the fact that the boxed beef market has pulled back a little bit. We had a nice rebound coming out of Labor Day, and we've pulled back from that now. And I'm watching it very close. That may be an indication of some overall or a little bit longer term demand weakness. It's not clear yet that that's what it is necessarily, but I'm a little concerned going into the winter with as much issues that we're still having with COVID-19 and the slow recovery of food service, we may see some additional demand impacts that weigh on this market through the winter.
Darrell, here we are in the fourth quarter as we count down the days of 2020, hoping to get it behind us in one piece. What about 2021? What's your outlook for the cattle marketplace in general?
Yeah, we're still cautiously optimistic. And, you know, our current forecast have cattle prices, you know, on an annual average basis, looking a little better in 2021. But you got to have really big question marks around that. There's a lot of things that could derail that. Obviously, 2020 was a significant change from beginning to end to what we thought the year would be. 2021 could do the same thing. So at this point in time, if demand holds, supply fundamentals are supportive, so we would expect to see some improvement in these markets in 2021. But there's a lot of things that could happen along the way.
OSU's Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.